freedom, really. Freedom of a slave from the master, freedom of children during vacations from school work, freedom of certain rights given to person as honor or compliment, like free travel or free occupation of a house or hotel, or freedom of expression, are different freedoms. President Roosevelt in 1941 spoke of four freedoms, two of which are the freedom of speech and freedom of religion. He also spoke of freedom from fear. Gandhi, in his discourse on truth and fearlessness, and Tagore too, have spoken on freedom from fear. There's another word, liberty. Voltaire and Rousseau, the ideologues of the French Revolution, have given the world the famous slogan, liberty, equality, and fraternity. While freedom refers to totality, liberty is limited to relativity. Think of liberty and certain oppressive government or foreign rule comes to mind. You have liberty to smoke in the smoking zone. You have liberty to speak or write or behave in a manner so that it might not be regarded as rude. He is at liberty means he is free from prison or control. You know he is free and you are at liberty to go and see him. In all of these contexts, the contrasting element is some control or restriction or even captivity. If we look at life from inception, we'll realize that it's a wonderful mix of liberty and captivity. In the womb, life is free to breathe and perhaps move, but within certain limitations. What happens if life chooses to break free? Abortion. The total span of life, right from inception, has its own freedom and restrictions built into and imposed by nature. The very health of life depends on the right proportion of restriction and freedom. Ironically, complete freedom in life, from life, is death. These generalizations normally pertain to life that includes animal life and perhaps plant life as well, and of course human life. Man, they say, is a social animal. Unquestionably then, man's freedom is restricted by social codes. Apart from society, man has religion, culture, and law. Therefore, life in the form of man is bound by social norms, religious codes, community ethics, and jurisprudence. The natural instinct of a captive has always been to break free. In the history of mankind, in my observation, there have been two categories of people who've transgressed the normal codes, social, religious, and legal, to break free from the top, and those who have decided to escape through the bottom. In the top category are people like Bajun of Arc, Mansoor, Sarmad, Sarmad and the like. They were driven by a passionate urge to tell the truth no matter what. Perhaps they didn't care. Perhaps they didn't know the billion-dollar dictum put down by the wisest council on earth and later supported by all the religions and ethics, Satyam Bruyat, Priyam Bruyat. Na Bruyat Apriyam Satyam. Speak the truth, speak sweet, speak not the bitter truth. In the second category, I find the lesser human beings like Salman Rushdie, Enaf Hussain, and Taslima Nasreen. I'm not too sure about Taslima, but Salman and MF would have been greater without the controversies in the name of freedom of expression. How much hurt and loss and hate speak have they spread? What is more ridiculous is some celebration by the so-called intellectual elite at Literary Fest and Conclave. The question is, would these self-demeaning exponents of freedom of expression have carried on without market dependence and audience dependence? Haven't they very cleverly sold themselves or mortgaged individual good sense, individual pride, and individual freedom to these nouveau riche, posh market bosses and the so-called elitists?